I was driving through the city, being careful not to hit any of the sheep. At St. James, of course, I had to stop to let a whole flock go by. While I was waiting... Hey!
Hi, sport! Oh, these seat cushions aren't comfortable.
My sudden passenger was that celebrated cab, truck, tram, and bus jumper, Lucy Kelso. She wore an old army coat, army shoes, a sun visor. She wore her hair... Well...
All right, sport, come on, move your way through the mob, blow the horn. All right, if you want...
Hey, stop that. Hey, get away from that horn, do you want to get me pinched?
Move aside, Muggs, let us through! Come on, get this heap out of here, unless you want me to shift those gears
for
you.
Okay.
That's better.
Which way are you going, Lucy?
Home.
Well, if home's on the way, I'll drop you there.
You're coming in with me.
Look, you've got yourself a ride. Fine. Now let it go at that. Don't force me to hand you over to a cop.
Cop? I know all the cops. All the magistrates, too. Nice bloke. But I hear you don't get along very well with them. Hence.
Well, fame at last.
I know who you are. And I've been waiting to see you. I have business with you, Kent. Important business.
Well, you sound almost...
Normal? Sure. But I really am. Normal businesswoman. Now take me home and I'll tell you all about it. Turn left at the next corner.
And so, 10 minutes later, I was sitting in a comfortable chair in a Paddington apartment.
Here's your drink.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Yeah, good luck.
Now, you're surprised, aren't you?
Flabbergasted.
Yeah, I should have gone on the stage.
Well, from what I've seen so far, you'd have been a great actress.
I am a great actress. During the past 20 years, I've established a character that's known to everybody in Australia, even overseas.
Well, I don't get it, I...
Well, it started as a joke. I wanted to see how far I could get by dropping all conventions. Then I began having so much fun that I kept it up. After a while, people believed in me as a mad character. By then, I... You won't believe this, but I just couldn't let them down.
You couldn't let them down?
They believe in me. It makes them happy to talk about me, to read about me in the newspapers.
Well, how about the taxi drivers?
Oh, they're good blokes. They complain when I get into their cabs, but later on they brag about it to their mates.
And the tram conductors?
Well, with all the things they've got to contend with, Kent, I'm no trouble at all. The fact is, most tram conductors have a real good sense of humor.
And the magistrates you appeared before?
Oh, good blokes, mainly. A little stiff sometimes, though. Like they're afraid to laugh, you know. Another drink?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, best of scotch, too.
The best of everything, Kent. You should see some of the clothes I have in that wardrobe.
Well, do you ever get a chance to wear them?
Oh, yes. I take a holiday twice a year. Lucy Kelso just disappears. But a Mrs. John Ralston, wealthy widow, turns up at Surfers Paradise or Tasmania or New Zealand. Last year I went to England. Had a wonderful time. Met the nicest man. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Well, to the great impersonation. May it go on forever.
That's why I've brought you here, Kent. To help me keep it going.
Oh?
Somebody knows about me. Here, a letter I received.
Lucy Kelso. You're a fake, and I know it. Get $5,000 in cash together, or I'll let the newspapers know about your racket. You'll hear from me again. No signature. Looks like a man's handwriting.
Yes, he's probably working with her.
Her?
Millie Marshall, my downstairs neighbor. More than once I've caught her looking through the keyhole. The other day, things were disarranged in here, as though someone had been looking around.
I see. Yeah, that lock wouldn't be too hard to open. So you suspect this Miss Marshall, huh?
I don't only suspect her. I know she's in it.
Yeah, you got any proof?
Just the look she gives me. Oh, if you mean courtroom proof, I don't want any of that. If this ever gets into court, I'm finished. Look, please believe me, Mr. Kent. I'm not worried about myself. I could always get along. A man in England, for instance, he wanted to marry me.
Well, why didn't you marry him?
It's hard to explain. I give people some laughs. They see me and, well, suddenly some spice is added to their lives. Well, this is a hard life and laughs are important. That's the only reason I can give you for keeping it up.
I think I understand. What do you want me to do?
Help me by investigating Millie Marshall.
Well, what does she look like?
Well, I suppose you'd call her pretty.
Is she smart? Do you think I could tail her without being spotted?
That's the trouble. She's intelligent. She knows what's going on, especially in the underworld. She'd probably recognize you as Larry Kent.
Mm. Well, this is going to be an expensive assignment, Lucy.
Yep. $150 in cash.
Thanks.
Will that be enough?
Yeah, it'll do fine.
Good.
For the time being.
Oh.
I left. Later, I was sitting on a rickety chair in a dim apartment.
Yeah, so you want me to follow a Sheila named Millie Marshall, eh?
The guy was Sammy the Sneak, a skinny little weasel who specialized in tail jobs.
Well, you come to the right bloke, like, can't you want somebody watched? Sammy's the boy to watch him, you know me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got her name and address. That should be enough for you.
Well, not quite,
No, here.
I? Fiver. Well, look at, it's like this. Look, I'm a highly specialized, like, expert, can't I? yeah, you know, things have changed lately, like, pensions, basic wage are going up, and, doctor's fees, and so, look, it's like this, and keeping with the upward, general spiral,
yeah. Here, another fiver. The entertainment's worth it. I'll expect a report at 10 tonight. I'll be in my apartment.
Yeah, right, I can't be, you know me.
And stay off the rum.
While I'm working. You know me, Kent.
Yeah, stay off.
Right. I'll give you my solemn word. You'll be hearing from me at 10 sharp.
My wristwatch said 10 after 10. Where are you?
I am now at the Camellia Club.
How many rums have you had?
One or two. You know me, girl.
Well, where's Millie Marshall? Get to the point, you little weasel. Out with it. What happened to Millie Marshall?
She is now sharing a table with me.
What?
Best way to find out about her, ain't it? Yeah. Well, we've been having a nice long talk, you know. I don't.
What have you told her about me?
About you? I don't think so.
Very soon. I walked across the dance floor of the Camellia Club, looking for Sammy. He wasn't at the table. He wasn't under the table. He was on the floor, dancing with a dream.
I don't know about this dance, Samuel. I could go on listening to you all night.
Ah, thanks, honey. Well, look, there was the time when the police commissioner himself, he asked me to see him, like, yeah, like to get some advice from me, see me knowing what I do. Well, look, I told him what he wanted to know real quick, like, snapping out the words in my usual way, and then he said...
Scram.
I? Well, can't...
Shut up.
Mate. I... Oh, beg your pardon, Kent.
Hello, Sammy.
Now, I ain't used to being talked... you don't have to pinch like that. Oh, I'm going. Oh, mate.
May I?
Well, I can't dance by myself, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you have to break that up?
Oh, he's too short for you.
He's very amusing. I was having a lot of fun with him. Larry.
That saves me an introduction. Now, if you tell me your name...
Oh, please don't insult my intelligence. I know my way around. I know that Sam is a shadower. It's obvious that you hired him. Now, where do we go from there?
Okay, so we're in the open, Millie.
Your move?
I like the moves I'm making right now.
You're flattening the petals of my corsage.
That's lovely, corsage. In fact...
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
I adore compliments, but some other time, eh?
Business, huh?
If you don't mind.
Okay. You were seen going into Herbie's department store. A fur coat disappeared. I was hired by the management of the store to make discreet inquiries.
Suppose I told you that I haven't been to Herbie's in 2 or 3 months.
Well, then I'd say that the management made a woeful mistake.
Are you sure that's why you had him shadowing me?
Well, the manager of Herbie's signed the retainer check. Good sized one, too. How about you helping me spend some of it, huh?
I don't mind at all.
Fine.
But that doesn't mean I trust you.
Oh, a dame like you shouldn't trust anybody. Shall we go to the table?
All right.
We did some drinking. She had a start on me, naturally, having had to loosen Sammy the Sneak's tongue. After half an hour or so, Millie was getting silly.
Oh, it's been a wonderful night. First a little sneak artist, now a private detective.
Yeah, your company's improving all the time.
You know, I like you, even though you are a copper.
A private copper.
I like you more all the time.
Great. The night's still young.
Take me home before it gets too old, huh?
Ah, there's a look in your eye, Millie.
Naturally. Come on, Larry.
So I paid the bill and we left. Outside, I looked for a cab.
Well, there's more chance of getting a cab down the street.
Okay.
Oh, hold my arm, Larry. I'm a bit dizzy.
Sure.
I'd better hold on to you. Tight.
Millie.
The guy had stepped out of the shadows. He was as big as a truck and twice as ugly.
Been waiting for you, Millie.
Meet Larry Kent.
Hi.
He's a private detective. You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah.
He hired Sammy the Sneak to follow me.
He did he?
Let go of my arm, Millie.
Hit him.
A pleasure.
Got up from the cold sidewalk, headed home. Without giving you the boring details, I finally got to bed. Next morning, at 9:30, I paid one of my rare voluntary visits to police headquarters. Along the corridor, down the steps, into the file room.
Kent.
Hi, Murray.
What are you doing down here?
A guy's face is etched into my mind. I want to see if there's a duplicate in your files.
Now, you're not even allowed in here.
Yeah, this was a real big guy. I've got an idea I'll find him.
Kent, you can't go through these files.
Yeah, I know I can't.
Come on, get out of here before you get me into trouble.
But Murray, you're supposed to be a friend of mine.
Sure, but this is... Well, be quick about it.
I was. It took me 15 minutes to find the big guy's battered pan. Name? Gus Mastoid. 8 convictions that went right up the scale. 12 years behind bars. Habitat, the underworld jungle, with a preference for wine bars. So...
Well, buying me a drink, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Charlie!
Huh?
A special. A double special.
Hi, Kai. And you, Mike?
Small sherry, not the stuff you mix with paint. Nice, sort of place.
Yeah. Now, why'd you buy me a drink?
Well, you see...
It ain't because I'm beautiful. Because I ain't.
Okay, I'll come straight to the point. I'm looking for a guy named Gus Mastorian.
Why?
What's the difference? I'm looking for him.
You know, cops don't buy drinks.
They don't offer little presents like this, either. 2 quid.
I don't know that much about Gus Mastorian.
Well, what do you know?
Well, he spends most of his time these days at the Grenadier Arms, the saloon bar.
And that's where I was, 5 minutes later. The barmaid had a wise look on her face, drugstore hair piled high, and she wore a black satin dress, a size too small for her figure, but just right for her purposes.
What'll it be?
Midi.
Nice day?
Yeah, if it don't rain.
Just about murder you at the Tiv. Here's your beer.
Well, that's the only white collar I see in this joint.
Well, if you don't like it, you...
But I do. Here, buy yourself some perfume with the chain.
Huh? Thank you, sir. I'll put some more beer in your glass if you like.
No, this is fine.
Haven't seen you here before?
First trip.
Hope it isn't the last.
Her eyelids fluttered like awnings in a gale. She went to the cash register, made some change, dumped a handful of coins into a glory glass, took care of another customer, rumbered her way back.
Living close by?
Near enough. I just got off a boat and I'm looking for a friend. Maybe you know him.
What's his name?
Gus Mastoid.
Gus? Oh, why, I...
You know him?
Well, I've heard the name.
Oh. You figure I'm a cop, huh?
Not with that accent.
But you feel you should protect your customers, huh?
Well, barmaids are like that. But I'm not saying I know Gus.
No, you're not, but, would this make you say it?
A fiver?
Yeah, Gus is a really good friend. It's worth a fiver to know where he is.
Well, I was never the kind to disappoint a guy when he's looking for his best friend. Slip it to me so nobody sees it.
There you are.
Thanks.
Well?
He lives on River Street.
Uh-huh.
I know that because he sort of invited me up for a cup of tea whenever I'm not doing anything.
Oh.
Of course, I didn't take the invitation. The girl has to watch her.
Yeah. What's the number of the house?
212.
Yeah, what is it? This! Oh!
He went right back to the opposite wall. Shook his head. I stepped in. He stared at me for a few seconds.
You're Kent.
Uh-huh.
So you want to play?
He was a willing playmate. What do you lack in science? He made up for with enthusiasm. I did a lot of ducking. Saw an opening. Went for it. Sitting down, he shook his head again. Tried to get to his feet, but my foot was in the...
Wait! Kick me, will you?
Yeah. My hands hurt.
I'll murder you.
I'm a rabbit puncher. This time, he just lay there. I looked around. Found some very interesting items. Gus was still out. There was a milk bottle on the table. So... Yeah, wipe the milk out of your eyes, Gus, and have a look at this. Letters. And these rolls of films. Very naughty films, Gus.
Give me that. I'll pull you apart.
You want the foot again, Gus?
Huh?
No? Fine.
What's your angle?
I want to protect a client. A client you and Millie Marshall are trying to blackmail. So I'd like you to write me a little letter, Gus.
Not me.
No.
Well, let me read one of these letters. The ones you had ready for the post office. Dear Max, am sending you the hottest movies you ever did see. Careful the cops don't get wind of this. They're so hot that the carrying charge is 25 quid a go. Signed, Gus. Yeah, the cops would like this letter. And the others, Gus. Especially if the films went with them.
Well, what do you want?
Here's a pen. Here's a piece of paper.
Well, I won't write nothing.
Then I see the cops. And with your record, Gus, it'd be mighty hard on you. Now, I'll give you 5 seconds. One. Long Bay, Gus. Two. Maybe they'll declare you an habitual criminal. Three.
Oh, okay, okay. What'll I write?
Dear Lucy Kelso, this is to inform you that I admit having tried to blackmail you.
Aye, not so fast.
I finally got the letter from him. In it, he admitted having tried blackmail, and he mentioned Millie Marshall as his accomplice. It was a letter that would send both he and Millie up for some time to come.
Now do you leave me alone?
Yeah. Yeah, so long, Gus.
Hey, those letters, the films.
Oh, they stay in my safe, Gus. In case you try something cute. I'll see you again, Gus.
Maybe we'll be in the dark alley. And then you dirty...
Cut! You wouldn't want to hear what he said. Not much later.
You!
Yeah! Now, don't ever try to close the door on a guy who used to sell insurance, honey. Now that I'm inside, I'll close it.
Get out of here.
Get out? Oh. Well, when you've got that beautiful mood music on the record player...
I'll scream.
Then the cops would come.
That's just what I want.
But then they'd see this letter. Look at it closely, Millie. No, don't get too close. Now, as you can see, it's in Gus's handwriting, and he admits...
Why, the double-crossing... Give me that!
Millie, don't snatch.
Give me it, Larry.
Well, what a nice little automatic.
The letter. Or I'll take it after I drop you.
I wonder if you would press that trigger.
Take one step and you'll find out. Go on, Larry.
Well, I don't like the odds. Here you are.
Grab it, Kent.
No! Drop it, Millie. Drop it.
That's the girl. Yeah. Here you are, Lucy. A letter for you.
Thanks, Kent.
Thank you, Lucy.
I'll get you for this, Kent. And I'll get back at you, too, you old...
Old what? Come on, old what? Stinker! Cut this loose! No! Now, I'm giving you 3 seconds to change your opinion, love. I'm an old what, eh?
You're a sweet old thing.
Come on, a little more.
And I think you're beautiful.
Well, keep on thinking it. And if you so much as look at me crossways from now on, I'll give you a going over that'll make the Burns-Johnson fight look like a slow waltz. Out of my way, Kent. I've got to catch a tram.
Life in Sydney is still the same these days. Lucy Kelso catches her trams or buses or trucks or cabs or anything that moves. Me?
Larry.
Yep. Life is still the same. Good night.